Sickle CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So we were talking a lot about the police and how specifically they've been continuing this trend of abusing people and hurting people that probably shouldn't have been hurt or killed in this in the cases we were discussing. An amputee, a double amputee, missing an arm and a leg, killed by the police in a group home for allegedly coming at them in his wheelchair with a knife, which turned out to be a pen. And another lady, 83 years old, in Virginia, shot to death by the police as she was attempting to leave her home to go and visit her sister. She was frightened. She was in her home. She thought that there were criminals outside. She called the police and then ended up being killed by the very police who responded to the phone call. So those two stories. And then, Mark, you had a third for a triumvirate.
I'd hate to think of it that way, but it's the third. So this is from ABC News, and it's written by Vicky Brown. A 61-year-old man was shot to death by police while his wife was handcuffed in another room during a drug raid on the wrong house.
Oh, boy.
Police admitted their mistake, saying faulty information from a drug informant contributed to the death of John Adams Wednesday night. They intended to raid the home next door.
Wow. What contributed to his death was the fact that the police do this stuff in the first place.
Well, first off, if there was no war on drugs, they would not need to do raids. They are, 40,000 raids every year in the United States?
That's right.
Yeah. And these 40, that's just for the war on drugs. I don't know how many raids go on for murderers, bank robbers, and those kinds of things.
No, I believe that 40,000 is all raids combined.
Is it?
So it's probably like 39,500 drug raids. And
you think there are 500 raids on houses?
I'm being liberal with my estimate.
There. Yeah. I don't know how many raids there are for people that aren't doing,
it's let's not say 39,900.
Okay, I don't know how many. I couldn't know. But the fact is the vast majority of raids are for the war on drugs. And if the war on drugs wasn't going on, these people wouldn't have had their house raided wrongly, and John Adams wouldn't be dead for trying to protect his house.
Yep. And he was in the 60s. Is that right?
61. Yeah. It says here that the two officers.
That could be my dad.
Yep, two officers, 25 and 24, were placed on administrative leave with pay.
Sweet.
They need to get rid of those men with boys with toys, says Adam's 70-year-old widow, Lorraine.
Aww.
She was robbing the cradle. John was watching TV when his wife heard pounding on the door.
Oh,
police claimed they identified themselves and wore police jackets.
Lorraine
Adams said that she had no idea, said... She had no indication, excuse me, the men were police.
Any fool can go online and purchase police garb. You can go and buy a police jacket.
Yeah, there's lots of stores where you can do this, too. And this is done. This is not unheard
by
of.
By criminals.
Yeah, in the criminal community to go out and not even close to unheard of. If you need to do a drug raid, if you need to do a home invasion, which usually is for drugs, you want to go in a way that is you're less likely to get shot. People are less likely to shoot cops because, you got a whole world of hurt coming to you if you shoot a police officer. It makes criminals and anybody with a gun stop. That makes them pause. So,
sure.
This John fella, even if they did say police, and they were wearing police garb, they're coming into his house, they're busting into his door with no war, nothing. Why are these people coming in? And so I wouldn't doubt for a second that you'll hold a gun on them and make them identify who they are. You need to tell me who you are, why you have my wife handcuffed. Give me an explanation.
You're dead by that point. You pull a gun on the cops, they're not going to be answering anything.
That's right.
They're going to answer you with some lead.
So the woman said she thought it was a home invasion. Said, I thought it was a home invasion. I said, baby, get your gun. And she said that she was sitting with friends and relatives gathered at the home to prepare for Sunday's funeral.
Oh, no.
Yep, there was a funeral. Now there's two.
Oh, my gosh.
Police say her husband fired first with a sawed-off shotgun, and they responded. I can't imagine firing first in a home like that with people in it, but, the sawed-off shotgun, maybe it happened. But,
maybe he was just shooting at the door, and there was no one there except for the cops.
I don't know what happened, but he was shot and killed. Lorraine Adams was handcuffed and thrown to her knees in the other room when the shooting began.
Oh, my God.
Said, as she was saying, I was saying, y'all have the wrong person. You've got the wrong place. What are you looking for? He did the best, according to the police chief. We did the best.
Ma'am, we're looking for a plant.
We did the best surveillance we could.
What?
And a mistake was made.
Oh, my God.
The best surveillance they could.
Yeah. A mistake was made. Now, by the way, this is a technique for diverting guilt. These young men, these police officers made a mistake.
Yeah.
And their supervisor
made a mistake. Yeah.
And everybody who was involved made a mistake. The judge who gave the warrant made a mistake. Everybody made a mistake. Wherever the mistake was made, it was made. But they say the mistake was made. Rather than pointing the finger at who did it.
They did their investigation. I mean, what more can you ask of them? I mean, they sat outside of that house and watched it for an hour. There were people showing up. You know, it looked like a drug house. It looked like they might have been showing up for a crack party. People rolling up all day.
What indication do we have that they sat outside?
They rolled out to go to church on a Sunday, and clearly they were going to do a drug deal.
Yeah, I mean, this was, you know, people were coming over for a funeral. They were getting ready for a funeral.
If they sat and watched this house for any length of time, they probably would have found that it was not the house.
That's what I'm saying. I find it absolutely unbelievable that they did any level of surveillance on this place. Why would they want to do surveillance? They had an informant tell them what they thought was the truth. So that's just what they do. You know, an informant says...
Snitches always tell the truth.
Right. Informant says go. The cops arm up and they go because there's no consequence for them getting it wrong.
Here's the question I have. Does this informant... what is the penalty for the informant for giving the false information, and what is the penalty for the people who, the judge, who signed the order?
Legit information, supposedly. It was the wrong address.
Oops.
So it sounds like the police officers from this story here, they just picked had the wrong address, went to the wrong address, and that was it.
Did they follow up by going to the correct address?
Well, at that point, they had a dead body in their hands. They probably did not.
Yep.
So, the police chief says that it was a very severe mistake. Oh, good.
Yep.
Somebody's jumping in here and showed me a video. Okay. So it was a very severe mistake and costly, and it makes us look bad at our makes us look at our policing policies and procedures to make sure that this never occurs again.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just review the policies.
He said, however, the two policemen were not at fault.
The
two policemen were not at fault. So that's the idea.
Wow. Yeah.
So
legal.
They're claiming this is a major setback for police relations with the black community in this circumstance.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It should be a setback for anybody.
Gosh.
And supposedly information has been turned over to the investigative unit and the Bureau of Investigations.
Hey, if you want to be able to go down to a neighborhood, wherever it is, and talk to people and get them to help you with things, stop killing their brothers and sisters. That's all you have to do. Stop taking them and putting them in cages. Stop taking your people's loved ones and putting them in cages, and then maybe somebody is going to want to help you. Because the people in the hood, they know not to talk to the cops.
Yep.
They've learned the hard way, and now other people are starting to learn it. Now they're lashing out beyond you know, those neighborhoods. They're going after 83-year-old women and people in group homes as well. So, you know, they're not discriminatory in who they'll kill these days. And people need to learn their lesson about the police. Try your best to avoid ever calling them, unless you absolutely have to for some reason.
Well, in this circumstance, they weren't called.
Do your best to avoid calling these people. I'm just giving general advice about the police. If they come to your door, you do not have to answer the door. Now, I'm not a lawyer. This isn't legal advice. This is my understanding. You have no obligation to answer the door. I know. They do it in all the movies. On all the TV shows, everybody always goes to the door when the cops ring the doorbell, but that's not real life. You don't have to. And let's see. So don't answer the door for the police. Try not to call the police. And don't answer
questions.
Don't
talk to the police.
Right. Don't answer their questions.
Worst thing you can do.
They're asking you questions. You're likely under investigation for something. And you cannot help yourself by answering their questions.
And it's only going to get worse when you don't answer their questions.
You think it's going to get worse when you don't answer their questions?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I want you to tell me what you mean by that here in a moment. I think it can get worse when you do answer their questions.
No, certainly can.
Something.
Yep, absolutely.
855-453, the toll-free number. You can take control here. Free Talk Live. Your experience?
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details there on the Shrine page as to how you can become a part of it.
Our phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. The principal over there, actually both the principals over there at SACL CAI, big supporters of Liberty. Jason Osborne is the son, the father, Mike Osborne. They both have decided to sponsor Free Talk Live in order to help bring Liberty to the world. And if you have a business that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. You'll get all the pertinent information from their website. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so we'll continue here with your phone calls, but I wanted to get you to clarify what you'd said previously, Nemi. Right before we went to break, we were talking about the police and how folks really should learn, in my opinion, to try to avoid talking to the police.
Absolutely.
Maybe I misunderstood you. It sounded like you said it'll get worse if you don't answer their questions, and I was advocating people not answering their questions.
I absolutely advocate that people not ask questions. Just be ready for the cops not to walk away, is my point, is because cops don't like it when you don't cooperate.
That much is true. You're right. There is the possibility that a cop could try to escalate a situation.
Certainly.
Or come up with something else to go after you with. But there are more examples of people who innocently are answering questions because they're of the mindset that I'm a law-abiding citizen.
That's
and
right.
The cops are here to help. And
I have
so
nothing
I'm just
to hide.
Answer my question. He's just going to answer whatever he asks me.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, whoops! You got charged with a misdemeanor for not getting a driver's license within a 10-day window or changing your address but not notifying the DMV.
Yep.
Or just something that seemed like an innocent answer to an informational answer to a question.
Right.
Like a routine-sounding question. Well, yeah, it is a routine-sounding question because it's routine that they get people to answer them and then charge them with crimes, so-called crimes. They don't have a victim, but these crimes against the state because they've answered them incorrectly.
So I think many attorneys, if not most attorneys, will advise you not to talk to the police if the police are asking you questions.
Mm-hmm.
If the police are looking for some armed bandito that's running about your neighborhood and you don't know anything about the armed bandito, you have no information to give them, so there's nothing to answer anyway. So at that point, there's no benefit in talking to them. If you do know about the armed bandito, maybe you should consider talking to the police or, pointing in the general direction of the bandito or something like that. Now, I'm going to deviate from your opinion here. I think that if there's a circumstance where you need police at your home, you call the police and then understand that people who are armed, who have little culpability generally for using those arms in defense of themselves, whatever they may call defense, are coming to your house, and that you need to not run around the dark with a gun in the backyard.
Yeah.
Or things like that.
Behave as you would expect, like you're dealing with dangerous people.
Because there are times when the police are the best option that you've got. Now, I'm not saying that you don't think you need some sort of protection in your home, but, an 83-year-old woman with a handgun may not be may not be able to protect herself as well as just having the police on board. So I'm of the opinion that if you call the police, you should talk to the police, but be prepared that there are armed individuals coming to your home.
You're right.
Scared of the situation. And
I didn't address that question of whether or not you call them. My suggestion was you try not to call them previously, but if you did call them, it makes sense that you should probably talk to them.
A little weird.
With the awareness that they will be conducting an investigation and you will be a suspect, so keep that in mind and keep your answers minimal and
am
don't
I
volunteer
free to go?
Information that could possibly, that's a good one too. Well, that's one of those situations if they stop you on the street or if they stop you in a car, that's a good question to ask. Am I being detained? Am I free to go? Two critical questions to remember.
Yeah.
You don't have to remember a whole encyclopedia of topics to ask the
and
police
if they
questions.
Show up at your house, do you have a warrant?
I don't know if I would go that far. I don't know if I would want to even... If they have a warrant, they're going to come in.
Yep.
And so I feel like it's usually a bad idea to answer the door for the police.
Well, I agree. I've been caught outside, unfortunately. Not caught, but doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Just
no,
have somebody roll up
time, yeah.
And be like, oh, did you see, or I'm here for so-and-so. Do you have a warrant?
When the Liquor Commission showed up at the Keene Activity Center, I was walking over to the Keene Activity Center at that time. They rolled up, walked up on the porch, and looked at me, and I looked back at them, and he said something about, I don't remember what I said to them, but he said something about, do you know where Ian so-and-so is? And I said, well, I don't talk to strangers. And I turned around and walked in. And, that might have even been too much to say.
Because you do talk to strangers all the time.
Not those strangers.
Right.
Not ones that look strange. And so that was my solution. Just walk in, close the door, lock it behind me.
Nope.
And they didn't get to serve me with their papers. They wanted to serve me at that time because they didn't know who I was. And I wasn't going to tell them.
No.
They really haven't done much police work if they didn't know who you are. I mean, it's
no, like, clearly.
You're not some kind of...
They had video of me, too, is why they came after me. It was because when I was...
The Shire Choir, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were singing at the state liquor store. So they know who I am from the video. but they were probably just given some assignment to come and, you know, deliver paperwork. They probably weren't the investigators. I don't know.
Or they, you know, just, or they just expected you to say, I'm Ian, and then they'd get you a
That's
paperwork.
Usually how it works. Yeah, most people will volunteer information like that. You shouldn't. Jeremy's on the line listening in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Hi.
Hey, Jeremy.
Any chance I could go back on hold?
You want to go back on hold?
Yeah.
Is okay. Hang on. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, I don't know what his reasoning for that is.
Great music.
Well, you know, you'll hear the show.
I understand.
On,
I was
on
making
hold.
A joke.
But, you know, some people will call in from time to time, and they'll want to be put on hold so they can listen to the show. Hey, we've got a phone number that's just for that. I don't know if that's why Jeremy wanted to do it, but...
it's an opportunity to plug the phone number.
Right. Well, we have the listen lines, so... If you call in our regular call-in number and ask to be put on hold, that's not going to cut it because those are lines that are for people that actually want to talk on the radio. But if you just want to listen to the show, you can call anytime, 760-569-7752. That's 760-569-7752.
And that was really great for the people that had pencils and were ready to write down a telephone number if you gave it to them, but where would they find that number?
That's what I was about to say, is you could go to listen.freetalklive.com and you'll find the listen line phone number on there. So that's listen.freetalklive.com, and you can call it around the clock. So anytime you want to hear Free Talk Live, if you're perhaps you've got a cell phone but you don't have a data connection, or you don't have a smartphone in the first place, you can still listen to the show over your phone line, as long as you're aware of what your long distance plan is. And of course, most people with cell phones probably aren't paying for long distance if it's the nighttime. So there you go, round the clock. You can call us there. 855-453 is our toll free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves. And so, was there anything more, Mark, that we needed to say about this man who was shot to death in his own home by the police?
That's really it. I mean, the story goes on to basically say that there may be tensions in the black community in this area because of that. It's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations.
It's horrifying what happened to that gentleman and the other folks as well. And ending the war on drugs would go a long way to stopping a lot of the violence that we see out there, not just from the police, but also the burglaries that, like, this old lady was afraid of, the 83-year-old woman that was shot to death by the police previously. And Guatemala's president has come out and has advocated international legalization of drugs. 855-453. He's got the right idea. We'll tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there, archives that go way back, all the way back to 2006. You can just click and download, and they're yours. freetalklive.com. We've got the last 7 days worth of the show conveniently located at the top of the website, and then the rest of those archives, you can find them on the SoundCloud page. You look on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under the listen and share link, or the listen and share section, and you'll find our link to SoundCloud there. You click into that, and then you can just scroll through as many episodes as you'd like, including Edgington Post episodes, which is Mark's interview series that he's been doing for now a couple of years. And a lot of those episodes are up there. Every one that you do fresh, you post there whenever you do it.
And that's right. I talked to the Tax Foundation about the marriage penalty yesterday, and you can go get that episode there. What is it, soundcloud.freetalklive.com?
Nope. But we could probably put that together.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Mark. But yeah, right now you just have to go to freetalklive.com and look on the left-hand side and click the SoundCloud link.
I want to tell you about a great new Bitcoin website. It's called blockchain.info. And blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They also have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. They've got fancy encryption techniques where they never have access to your money. In fact, they don't know how much money you're sending or receiving at blockchain.info of the bitcoins. And with blockchain.info's wallet, you can even send bitcoins via email or your Facebook friends or anyone's cell phone number in just about any country in the world. And so they don't need to have a Bitcoin wallet in order to receive money. This is amazing. And all this they offer for free. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
You know, Mark, I don't know if you saw this post. I think it was Twitter. Somebody said that they've got a non-jailbroken iPhone, and they do have the blockchain.info app. So we had been saying that the blockchain.info app was available for Android and jailbroken iPhones. This guy says he's got a non-jailbroken iPhone, just a regular iPhone. An iPhone 4, he says, and they've got the app in the App Store.
Sweet.
So maybe, maybe when that copy was written, like, it hadn't been approved yet or something like that, and then it got approved.
It wasn't written too long ago, I'll tell you.
I know, that's why. Anyway, that's just what he says. I believe him.
Just
why would he lie?
I figured I'd put that out there. So for those of you with iPhones, you go into your app store, whatever they call it with Apple, and check for blockchain.info and see if you can download it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue here. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The Guatemalan president has come out recently and advocated the international legalization of drugs. According to azcentral.com, even as he's moving to fight narcotics cartels with the biggest military buildup in the Central American country since its long and bloody civil war. There's no contradiction, the president said in an interview with the Associated Press on Tuesday, a day before he plans to address the UN General Assembly. He says, "We can't take unilateral action. It will be gradual," referring to his push for legalization. Meanwhile, while we're taking these steps, we're not going to let Guatemala become an open corridor for tracking and consuming drugs. I would say that's a little contradictory. I think that that is contradictory. But, you know, at least he's saying one thing. He's saying one thing and doing another. But, you know, he's saying it, so that helps.
It's well, like if it's legalized, you know, if you're in Guatemala and you legalize drugs, it's not like it's going to be, you know, all roses and daffodils at that point. I mean, no. There's going to be people moving large quantities of drugs through your country,
sure.
And they're going to want to protect those. Those drugs are going to be valuable. People are going to want to rob those people. So you need to, you know, while doing one thing, you need to advocate.
No,
you need to protect yourself.
Well, but the drug dealers can protect themselves just fine. You don't need to have the police around doing drug raids and, you know, offering their protection. We've seen what happens when the police come to protect you. They protect you to death. Perez Molina said he may be the first head of state to propose legalizing drugs before the General Assembly, but the Organization of American States is already studying the idea with a report due in a year. He said, with cocaine and heroin, for example, they're substances that are damaging and addictive. We would have to regulate the procedures for selling them, prescription or series of things that would come out of the discussion. The legalization proposal came just a month after the retired general took office in January with promises of an iron fist against crime and provoked strong criticism from the United States as well as intense discussion within Guatemala. The president said the traditional war on drugs has failed over the past half century
and
that the United States' inability to deal with its drug consumption problem left Central America with no option but to promote legalizing drugs in some way.
Can I interject here
sure.
for a minute? So with cocaine and heroin, for example, they're substances that are damaging and addictive. We would have to regulate the procedures for selling them, a prescription or series of things that would come out of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here in the States, right, you need to get a prescription for morphine or
and cocaine. There's actually,
Oxy,
as I understand, there's cocaine exists.
Okay, there's still people who are addicted to these things.
Right.
So that has not ended the drug war.
It hasn't.
Regulating is not helping here.
You're absolutely right, but the government people don't consider decriminalization as an option. They want control. I mean, that's what they're about. The government bureaucrats love to be in control of you. And that's why a lot of police officers will give you petty orders, like tell you to stand over somewhere, or government bureaucrats in general will
get back in the car.
They'll try to do these things. And it's just because they want to exert control. And so the government, you know, the government guys, they know that they don't have control over the drugs, obviously, but they like the idea of controlling the drugs, and actually legalization would give them a greater amount of control, and that means they make more, you know, they'll be able to make money off of it as well. And so I would love to have politicians come out and advocate full decriminalization and get the hell out of it and leave the market to decide how to distribute these products.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not going to happen. And you're right, though, Nemi. The fact that these other pills are prescription medications means they're not available on the free market. They're available in a regulated marketplace that is heavily regulated.
Well,
and
it's ridiculous. You to get Sudafed, for Pete's sake, just you have a sinus infection or a cold, you have to go show your ID.
Right. Fill out a form.
Because you might cook some meth with those eight
That's
pills you're about to buy.
It sounds like what he's suggesting, though, is that doctors be able to prescribe heroin to people who need it to treat their addiction. And in that world, you don't currently have that in the United States. A doctor cannot prescribe heroin for treatment.
Or marijuana in most places. They can't prescribe that either.
So
So it's the step in the right direction. It's just too many steps in the wrong direction. It's another step in the wrong direction. It's better to have a regulated drug market than an illegal drug market, simply because there's not as much violence associated with that. You don't have the, you know, the sales reps from Pfizer and Merck duking it out in the streets. You don't have, you know, gun battles and fire bombings going on with the, you know, the private market vendors of pills. That just doesn't happen. So it does less in the violence associated. It does reduce crime.
It certainly does not reduce the black market.
It does not reduce the demand.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
No. Nope.
But, you know, kudos to this guy for coming out as the president of one of these countries and speaking out.
He at least sees a problem.
Yeah, and he's talking about a solution that could absolutely assist with lessening this problem. Perez says he plans to increase the national police by 10,000, allowing the military to focus on securing the borders and fighting drug trafficking. He added that narcotics trafficking is of great concern in the region.
Who's going to invade Guatemala?
Well, according to the story here, it looks like drug cartels already have overrun parts of Guatemala, allegedly.
I guess drug cartels are going to invade Guatemala.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the claim. He has approved the creation of two military bases and the upgrading of a third to add as many as 2,500 soldiers, and has signed a treaty to allow a team of 200 Marines to patrol Guatemala's, that's U.S. Marines, Guatemala's western coast to catch drug shipments. So he seems like a confused man. If you want to legalize drugs, they're going to have to get in your country somehow. And they will come in. I mean, you can tighten up the borders as much as you want. Put all the troops along the border that you want to, and it's only a matter of time before it won't be long. It's only a matter of time before the drug cartels manage to either bribe their way in.
Or smuggle it in.
If there's enough troops, it'll make smuggling very difficult. You have to bribe, typically, to get them to look the other direction on certain shipments, and that way you don't have the chance of getting caught.
The United States is full of drugs. There's plenty of military and border agents and all that stuff.
In addition to bribery, there's also threatening the families of the men. So if they don't respond to, you know, the nice way about it, they can always get nasty. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Either way, drugs are going to come in. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods, tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches, start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can purchase anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And hey, if you like the show, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. We've got Amazon for the U.S., U.K., and Canada. So you click into the right Amazon for you and then just get whatever it is you're looking for. And there are dozens of categories. So many products from which to choose. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their items. And you can feel good because not only are you getting a great deal, it's Amazon, but you're also helping Free Talk Live directly. So this is one of the best ways for you to help Free Talk Live out. It's just by getting your regular shopping done, because Amazon cuts us a percentage of the sale whenever you go through shop.freetalklive.com. So just start your shopping experience there online at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to your thoughts about whatever's on your mind, Corey is on the line listening in Texas. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going? I just wanted to say I appreciate y'all giving an alternative source of media.
Welcome, sir.
This is awesome stuff.
Well, I appreciate you participating and also all of the great radio stations and XM that have come on board and our internet affiliates, because we'd be nothing without all of the folks that were out there supporting the show. So it's not just us. There's a lot of great people that are involved that, you know, they don't get the credit that they deserve, because it would take a long time to read the 100 or so program directors' names and all the engineers and folks that are, you know, behind making this this whole project work.
Well, cool. Well, I appreciate it, guys, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Free State Project. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I've been here my whole life, but I will be up there in New Hampshire in the spring of 2013.
Wow.
And I'm going to dive headfirst in and get active.
That's exciting. So, now, have you ever done active activity stuff, activisms before in Texas?
Oh, yeah, actually. Ron Paul is the person that came up to me, and as soon as I woke up, I dove in headfirst. I started hitting the door-to-door. I actually ran for a political and then lost by 17 votes to some neocon rhino that's been in her spot for 10 years. So that was kind of cool. I let her know that, you know, people are looking and watching out, and the Liberty Movement's coming.
Outstanding. I'm always excited to hear about anybody that's going to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active for more liberty, especially people that actually have some activism cred underneath their belt when they get here. Not that I, you know, am not excited by people that haven't, but it's always nice when
he
people...
He must have cred if he came that close to taking an incumbent out.
Right. Anybody that's actually done some activism previously is extra valuable because, you know, those are the people that are more likely to be the leaders. They're the people that are more likely to be the instigators. The people that are going to start activism here. Because some people will move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and they've never once done any activism beyond, you know, voting and, you know, maybe holding a sign for somebody at some point.
That's what they want to do, but I'm part for it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I think it's a smart thing to keep your head under the waves until you get to New Hampshire, and then you can take, you know, the extra risk of being an activist. And, you know, by the way, being in politics is risky. For anybody that thinks that they're safe just because they're doing politics, oh, well, it's not civil disobedience, so I'll be fine. Well, as soon as you start to actually threaten the status quo from a political sense, you will be, you know, likely targeted for some sort of retaliation or retribution. We've seen that happen so many times.
What happened? Well, I was writing some stuff on the Daily Poll, trying to get some donations and stuff from liberty-minded people like myself, and I guess I had a spy, which probably was my incumbent, and I said some things about one of the persons that she's supporting, and anyways, they tried to file a lawsuit against me, and basically I stood behind the Constitution and my freedom of speech and finally left me alone, but they were trying to
so
take me to court.
Your opponent filed a lawsuit against you?
Slander or defamation?
It was for slander.
Slander.
Slander. Now, technically, when you write something down, isn't that libel as opposed to slander?
I'm not too sure. We didn't get that far. I was just talking to his lawyer on the phone and stuff, and I basically told him that they're not going to get anywhere with me. I'm going to ignore everything that they do, even if the constable comes to my house and serves me papers, which he did, and I ignored it, and
really?
I haven't heard anything in about 2 months.
So did he successfully serve you, or you didn't get the papers?
No, I got the papers, and then I called his lawyer. I talked to his lawyer, and I basically let him know that, I stand behind the Constitution and freedom of speech, and if they want to take it any further, then so be it.
So you haven't seen a court date yet, then, is what you're saying?
No.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah, a lot of these attorneys will just bluff you. They'll try to intimidate you because, you know, they're scary. They know what they're doing.
And send a letter.
Yeah. It usually works. I mean, so normally they just have to send a threatening letter and then people will change their behavior. So good for you for making a stand and standing up for what you believe in. Looking forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. Any ideas where you're thinking about moving?
I am not too sure. It's kind of up in the air. I'm going to be transferring jobs, so... I'm a bartender certified trainer at Olive Garden here in
Texas
area, so I'll be going to Olive Garden somewhere, either Keene, Manchester, Concord, or the Seacoast.
All good options.
When you get here, just one thing. You've got to pronounce it Concord.
Yeah, Concord.
Concord. It is not Concord. It is not the plane. It is like the word conquered. You conquered someone in battle. That is how you pronounce it when you get here. There's your lesson from the native for the day.
The Yankees really, you know, they kind of get all ruffled up when they... When you don't mispronounce the names of their towns
the way they mispronounce it.
No, it's nice.
Worcester. What exactly... It's spelled
Worcester.
It's Worcester to anybody who can speak English. And
we speak English just fine up here, thanks.
Worcester, I would think.
Worcester is what I've heard.
Yeah.
Worcester.
Worcester.
It could be Worcester. But
there's no H in there.
There isn't?
No.
There's no H, yeah. So it's not Worcester.
It's a confusing... It's the worst. I think it's the worst of all the city names up here.
But nothing makes you stick out like a sore thumb by mispronouncing the local name.
Here's what half of the people in New Hampshire are not native.
More than half.
They don't pronounce the names of the towns correctly either. I mean, if you spend your time trying to correct people with the mispronunciations of the towns, you'll be correcting all kinds of people.
That's why you just laugh at them.
Corey,
which is why I'm trying to spare you.
thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's also Lebanon instead of Lebanon.
It's not Lebanon, right.
It's Lebanon. And it's Berlin instead of Berlin.
Berlin. Right. That's correct.
So there are three of the big ones up here. So here's what I'd recommend. If you're not sure where you're going in New Hampshire, there's research that you can do, and there's a great forum over at the Shire Society website, forum.shire. Perfect. So forum.shiresociety.com is where folks can go. There are different regional sections there where you can reach out and ask questions of people that live in those areas. And so thanks for the call tonight, Corey. I appreciate it. And see you next year. 855-450-FREE. It's great. I mean, lots of people are going to move 2013, 2014. A number of folks coming after college. People are packing up their families and their businesses. And this is happening. I mean, the Free State Project is a real movement that actually has a foothold here in New Hampshire. Even the political candidates can't avoid addressing it, apparently. Was it Custer that said there's some congressional candidate here who recently spoke out against the Free State Project, saying that if you guys don't want government, then you shouldn't drive on the roads or something like that?
Oh, wow. I would love to know who that is. No.
Yeah.
No. Can we find out about that and talk about it in the next hour, please?
Maybe. I mean, we'll talk about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAA. Toll-free line. So, you know, people know the Free State Project. Like, the people within the system, they know the Free State Project is here. A lot of the regular folks don't. They don't have any idea because they're not, you know, active. They're not paying attention to the world around them. So there's still a number of people that don't know.
I wouldn't show up here with a Free State Project t-shirt on saying, I'm here to save you people from government.
No, not a good approach.
I think that's, you know, at this point, the Free State Project largely is, to some people's mind, many people's minds, a group of interlopers. And no one wants to be considered an interloper. So, you know, the best thing to do is to come, get involved in your community, provide more than you take from the community, and then, you know, talk about your ideas.
That's always a good idea, although there's no reason why you shouldn't get involved in the political scene right away.
Sure.
I mean, you can show up at State House testimony and testify, and they're not going to ask you if you're a Free State Project member or anything like that.
No, there's nothing wrong with seeing testimony and that sort of thing. But many of the political positions you have to have been in the state for a period of time for.
To win a political office, sure.
State rep, you have to be here 2 years.
Let's go to Tom, listening in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, just wanted
to bring up a quick minute. I just want to take a second of your time because I know there's a lot of people that want to talk. You guys just made a mention of the term decriminalization. And I recently have become aware of what decriminalization means. It does not mean legalize. It
nope.
means that if I want to go out and eat the dirt in my driveway, there's no law for me not to do it. It's not even considered. And I wanted to just point that out, and I know many people don't understand what the difference is.
Yeah, thank you for that, and we didn't stop down to really get into those details. I think we kind of touched on it, but didn't get into the detail. And it does basically mean to eliminate the criminality surrounding something and then just let it be.
Yeah, it just is. It doesn't have to be legalized because it's not illegal. We don't have to.
Right.
I'd rather see marijuana become decriminalized than legalized.
Me too, because to decriminalize means to not create a legal structure, to not create a regulatory agency, to not increase the size of government surrounding that issue. You're right, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-453. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts coming up in hour number three. The Postal Service, what's their plan to make some money? We'll tell you. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.